Greetings and welcome to Sojourns, guys. Today we'll be sojourning into the realm of the divine female and male, part two, because it was so fun and continuous. There's so many parts to this. But this part two, we'll be exploring immaculate conception and mysteries of procreation. Oh my goodness, this is incredible. Thank you, BBS crew. We love you so much. A large shout out of love and gratitude for all the subscribers, prescribers. I love taking cues, the cue on cue of saying that to this show, because y'all are so gracious and we so value the listeners. So just because of this, we are here today live. So that means we're taking calls, BBS. The phone number, again, just a reminder. 888-627-6008. And y'all want to call in? We're thrilled to hear y'all. So we have our soul host here, the insightful and in her life and birthday woman, Zaya. Girl, happy birthday, happy belly button day, as our sister Bo would say. Zaya, you got anything to say, girl?
This is today. You just every day you breathe the breath of new life, and I feel like Prince. I have one birthday, and that was the day I was born.
I heard that.
I love that. Woo-hoo. Oh my God, that's so true. We also have today the harmonic and incredible. Oh me. Oh me, I love you.
I love you. Hello, hello, hello to everyone. Hello, Zaya, and happy birthday, Hummy and Ball. We miss you. And of course, the wonderful merman. Love you all. I'm ready to get it started.
Yes, ma'am. I am too. I'm so excited. But the Lyron powerful bodacious bow is off on an adventure. So she won't be in the house, guys. And we miss you, girl, but we love you, Bo. Nonetheless, you're off playing. But we do have the impish, intelligent, strong merman is also gracing us with his divine masculine energies. Thank you so much, merman. We are honored, and thank you, Omi, for bringing that up.
It's my pleasure to be with all you today, and it's always a privilege to engage in these wonderful topics you have and see what I can then contribute. So thank you. Love it to you all. And happy birthday, Zaya. This wonderful.
Thank you.
So divine feminine and masculine or two, we're going to just jump into this, exploring immaculate conception and the mysteries of procreation. So I'm turning it over to you, birthday chica, Ms. Zaya, and because you have the most interesting concepts that twine with so much of this conversation. Leah, you really led the charge on this. So please, it should if you can do the honors of a beginning here, girl, go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. And then please, y'all steer me, because this is such a loaded like topic, in my opinion, because of so much of what we have been told. At this point, it's like question everything, which a very long time, but even as a child, just questioning so many things that just didn't add up. And a lot of what we have been told, or I should say I have been told, because a little background, my upbringing, I grew up in the apostolic sector of the Christian religion, and my father is a minister, and the way that we were groomed and trained was in a very restrictive atmosphere. to where, you know, in a lot of cases, you can't ask questions because asking questions was like questioning God, you know. So it's a lot of pondering that, you know, has taken place and wondering why this and why that and how come the math ain't mathing on this, you know, like you're telling me this is what it is, but it's not making common sense. So that's a little background into the direction, you know, this path has taken as far as questioning the narrative, being given a story that has holes in it that makes absolutely no sense to what we're actually experiencing. It's like the distortion is something that we're fed and expected to receive. But the holes in it is like, don't question that because you're questioning God. You know, at least that was my experience. So we're talking about Immaculate Conception and the mysteries of procreation. And the reason it's a mystery because the math ain't mathing. It's like something is off. Okay. So when it comes to Immaculate Conception, you know, I grew up seeing that as, you know, Mary being, you know, the virgin mother that gave birth to Jesus, who a lot of people are calling God. Then there's the debate of him being the son of God and all that. And as a child, I'm, you know, receiving this story and I'm wondering myself, okay, how come, well, can I have a baby without, you know, being touched or, you know, being pure, as they will call it? Can that happen with me? Well, no, it can't happen with you because you're of sin. You know, you're not the chosen one, so to speak. So, you know, as a child, you accept whatever, you keep going. But over time, so many other questions started to come forth. Like, okay, why is there the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Where is the woman? Like, she's the one who's carrying all of life. So, where is she in this equation? Then there is the Catholicism that says that Jesus is, you know, Mary, I'm sorry, Mary is the mother of God. Well, if Mary is the mother of God, then what does that make her if she gave birth to God? Like, math ain't mathing. So, you know, all these questions started to just spark, like, doubt, you know, and a lot of debate within myself trying to figure these things out. Well, over time, you know, I feel like there were breadcrumbs. I left myself breadcrumbs to start to pull these pieces together. And now that we're in the stage where there's disclosure and a lot of this information is coming forth, this was just a great topic to discuss and to kind of like pull the pieces together regarding procreation, what Immaculate Conception is. How is it that if it's true that women can actually procreate without the male, then what's the purpose of the DNA? Like, what's going on here? So throughout time, you know, throughout space and throughout my journey, there was information that just started to come through that I call them breadcrumbs. One of them being, you know, something called parthenogenesis. Omi, did I get that right? Because I always jack up that word.
You got it right. Go
Okay.
ahead, keep cooking.
So parthenogenesis is, this is actually a scientific term that it is the process of woman where she can actually procreate and have a child without having, you know, the touch of a man or the introduction of sperm. And, you know, so this was some information that I came into years ago that I thought was very interesting. Well, this particular gentleman who was sharing this information was saying that there is a hormone that's secreted within the woman's body if it's something she chose to do at one particular time to actually procreate without a male. So having that piece of information, I started to just really like ponder, okay, what's actually going on here? When we talk in terms of DNA, what is happening? Well, it's now coming out as well that the sperm is a transfer of information and information only, because The egg is the child. The we have been told that the sperm is the one that carries the life and it fertilizes the egg and it activates the egg. Not to say that any of this is true or isn't true. So I need to put that disclaimer there too. This is an exploration. We're exploring topics. This isn't something to take away. Use your heart, take what you will, leave what you won't. You know, this isn't to tear down any gender, uplift any gender, or anything like that. So I want to make sure I say that
Thank
because,
you. Thank you. Perfect.
we're exploring topics here and just, looking at what the information that's being available to us now versus all of the information that we've been told and what's been hidden. So back to the sperm and the egg. It's being said now that the sperm is only carrying information. All it carries is DNA. And it is the information from the male's epigenetics that enters into the egg where 23 chromosomes are from the woman's DNA, and then 23 chromosomes are from the male's, and it creates 46 chromosomes, which, creates the starts to generate the life of the child. Well, there's more information to that that says that, with this DNA, it's more than one thing happening here. So it's being said that there are two different liquids that come from the male, one being the sperm, the other being semen. One goes to the egg, the other liquid goes to the woman's brain. And it's said that the DNA is carried within her and alters her DNA throughout her entire lifetime. Now, this is very interesting because this is number one, of course, this is something I never heard of. But if it is true, it speaks to a lot that goes on. For example, I always wonder when there is a DNA test and it comes back 98%, 99%. Why is it never 100%? The father. Could that be that's part of what's being said here? That some of the DNA that she's holding is part of what makes the child, the infiltration of the DNA within her is part of that structure? Could it be that the amount of males that she had is the carrier also of that particular child? Well, this is information that is coming forward, and it's being said that this is the reason why a virgin woman was held at a higher standard than a woman that has been, quote, touched by another male. They're saying that the DNA that enters her, she carries this DNA for a lifetime of every single male that she's ever been with, which I find very interesting. And when a male has a woman who is a virgin, then he knows that the child is 100% his, so to speak. So I thought that was very, very interesting. And again, these are topics we're exploring. Not to say it's 100% true, but I feel like it speaks to a lot of the unknown of things that we have heard. And kind of like fills in the gaps and however you want to make that happen. So now when it goes to the concept of immaculate conception, I looked it up on For the People, and I'm going to read this part of the article of Odin's Treasures. So if you go to forthepeople.com, I'm sorry, forthepeople.space, and this article from Odin's Treasures is what I'm going to read regarding immaculate conception. So I'm going to start with what is DNA? So what is DNA? Genetic material with instructions for the development, functioning, growth, reproduction, and or replication of organisms, including many viruses. You could say DNA nucleotides are tiny computer chips with specific programs written into them. Your spirit comes into a vehicle, and that vehicle, via DNA, basically instructs the spirit what it can and cannot do down here. Instructions can be restrictions, permissions, or obstructions. Although additional activated DNA can turn on specific abilities, it's no different than upgrading a chip in a cell phone. It's still limited by the chip. What if you had the option to strip the phone of all chips and replace them with source energy, offering the latest upgrades a cell phone could perform and much, much more? Infinitely more? This is what ascension represents, upgrading our entire being to a higher frequency beyond current limitations, beyond DNA instructions, beyond this control matrix if we choose. Immaculate conception. A body can be created by source with light, frequencies, and intention without DNA to hold 100% source light. This is the definition of immaculate conception. DNA is not involved in the making of immaculately conceived bodies. There have also been cases where a body has been created by humans, then stripped of DNA by source. For all intents and purposes, this is also an alternative form of immaculate conception, as source purified or recreated the body for 100% source light to flow through, unhindered by removing DNA. DNA can program a body with limitations, advancements, or restrictions, which determine the flow of spirit. This is why negative aliens covet DNA. They're obsessed with it because it allows them to control, mutate, hybridize, and clone beings, often perpetuating races that may have been better left to their natural extinction instead of continuing to torture, slice, dice, and experiment on benevolent beings of light throughout existence in order to steal desired DNA. DNA is the hindrance. Jesus had no DNA. Buddha had no DNA. Rhyametron had minimal DNA, and he is the healer off of creation light ship for those who are unaware. This is why they were able to perform miracles. The light of source was flowing powerfully through those vehicles, making them capable of things we believe to be impossible. Nikola Tesla had very little to no DNA hindering his spirit and light body from activating, giving him an edge in this world and also making him a target. The special abilities of these beings appear impossible through the lens of DNA that blocks our light and natural abilities. Even with 24 strands of DNA activated, the human form is still limited. With no DNA, you become a vehicle of source capable of any miracle imaginable. So I'll pause there, and it goes on to talk about ascension. So I question if DNA is a hindrance. And it is true that that is the only representative of what sperm is in procreation. Then what is actually going on? Sisters, chime in.
I would hop in here if you don't mind, Omi and Merman. Wow, that was so beautiful. Really gratitude to you, Zaya. And that article on For the People dot space is called Again, Odin's Treasure For the People dot space, guys. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So what comes to me first, what really plays into all this is first and foremost, frequency, our divine frequency that can surpass our spirit can override the elements, if you will, and the concept of the programming of these DNA strands. Okay, Linda Moulton Howell actually put it in words initially. It's the first time I personally heard it, but it is basically what version of human are we at this point? 10.0, what, like you said, Zaya, a phone. We're a circuit board. And this is what I feel, but the initial it brings me in a sense circling in, but in a beautiful, expansive way to the initial aspect of the sequential aspect of our initial crystalline, Christ crystalline energies. Could we call it DNA? It doesn't, doesn't matter. Because really going over to that Norse mythology, which is also an article on for the people dot space, it really culminates to there was source, and then source created source, a twofold aspect of source. I'm only speaking of this universe, but then from each twofold aspect of our Merkaba, or unique frequency of the energy, each one from the Norse mythology article created, those two created six each, which became a strand of 12. So my aspect, I mean, like the Tesseract cube that is brought up in the article Odin's Treasure, or no, I'm sorry, Norse mythology, my apologies, but basically the Tesseract cube, which is said to be a crystalline cube shaped vessel, right? Pulsating with source light. It's sentient, intelligent, and infinite energy. And where I'm going with this is these strands. If you look at the strand of the Merkabas, strand together or connected together, it equals almost eight. Plasmatic or water frequency vibration of what we always considered wave effects. So are they AM, FM waves? Are they gamma waves? Are they, I dare to say, they look like gamma waves in plasma almost. And gamma is one of the highest wavelengths that even Stephen Chu in an article that was brought up in For the People, I'm not sure if it's there, but Elena Danan connected with, and there's a book called that she wrote about letters with Stephen Chu or a conversation with Stephen Chu. But he was one of many who was, he was Singaporean, if you will, born in this human body. But it entered his gamma waves. Same with Jean-Charles Moyenne, who currently works on Solar Warden. But he, these gamma waves are a frequency, are a vibration. And this taps into our crystalline, crystalline DNA that was initiated by source, and from what I feel. And so it goes full circle to the woman, the feminine and masculine, Zaya, Omi. Merman, the divine masculine and feminine. What, okay, so what was intercepted, if you will, from the Anaks or Anunnaki, or what was intercepted in the, or custodian, or the U.S. Department of Day, right? The Siachar Empire, the dark. What was intercepted where they can manipulate our DNA and shut it off. I love that DNA can program a body with limitations, but if it can be with limitations, can be with advancements, right? Or if it's restrictions, well, can it be the original? So without DNA in this universe that got so we opted, we contracted to be so into this. We played on their stage. We accepted it as well. We handshook. But can it be ultimately that we can override, if you will? Not, we don't have to override or transfuse. We just create as Q enlightens us. or ignites that enlightened aspect of us through Ronamatron and clearings, through Q, through Mermaid, through the Q team? Are we now connecting all of our DNA in a crystalline aspect? Are we creating our own universe, our own environment within, not without, but are we, hey, they're holographic images of all of us. And so can we move to that perfect divine source blueprint of the holographic image? So it takes me to Zaya, when you brought up the blood, right? Like someone takes a blood test and where they send it off to who knows who in the cloud and US Department of A. And there's more info that they gain, not that they don't have the info already. But ultimately, when someone says, he impregnated me, John Smith, whoever, Jane Doe, if it's a man, right? And it's not my child, it is my child. That's, I feel there's frequency red. This isn't about the blood type or the sperm. I believe only that's a whole nother, you brought up an aspect of is the sperm an invasion to the woman's body? It's not, is it a true twining effect of affection and love, or the programming aspect of a man being in lust and the woman being in her mind energy? Or feeling into it, not or not feeling, let's put it this way, mind, total mind program. So when they have sex juxtaposed to making love, are they, what are they creating and what is created based on their frequency? And what if the whole BS about this sperm aspect, and we need sperm, it's the X chromosome and the Y chromosome, and it's all this. What if that was all, dare I say, bullshit or horse in the corral? I'll just say it. So, guys, I love this because really, what if it's the frequency, like everything else in divine truth and love? Q actually brought up the last thing I'll say is that touch to the belly, that the light actually could infuse light, the source could infuse. And I believe he said that to Zosia on Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosia, that yes, and he's, but even I believe it's Awakening Waves. He brought it up as well with Robin. It was just beautiful that this the whole aspect of divine love in our divinity is the purest feeling when you both come to a conclusion that you want to procreate. Or if the woman says, I want to procreate, what if her frequency, her vibration is all that's needed? We don't need. Ultimately, do we even need our DNA? No. But the original 12 strands of DNA are incredibly crystalline and perfect divine blueprint to source. And it's a reminder and awakening to all of us that we're in our own divinity, both male and female, that could procreate together or on your own. I mean, that's if that all makes sense. What do y'all think? How do you ever feel?
Yes, it does. I have a feeling you mentioned earlier, like what was I think you used the word intercepted or interfered. It seemed with a light being and who we truly are from source, there was interference in the so-called natural selection, and it was, of course, DNA. And when you grow up in religion, I wanted to bring this up too because it came up for me this morning. When you're raised in religion, we're told that we were born into sin. And sin doesn't have the same meaning that we tend that society says that it does. But born into sin, meaning wrongdoing, and shame and guilt and all those things, we're born into, and we have a proclivity to do these things that are on the darker side. We have to choose. I feel like DNA has introduced us to that, and it makes us born into sin, because without DNA, we would have been pure light. So, in that, it seems that DNA is directly connected to mind energy and the construct that we live in. And that's how we unknowingly created the matrix that we live in. What do you guys say to that?
Spot on. I totally see that. And there was something you mentioned, Hami, and I forgot to mention this point, and that's why this is such a loaded topic. So much comes through. It is related to going back to being independent on our own as 100% source light beings, not having to rely on or need anything outside of us unless we choose, right? So, with going back to Immaculate Conception and procreation, in this version of human, in this particular prototype, as I call it, there's a possibility that that idea of parthenogenesis was cut off as to where we had to rely on the male. So we allowed ourselves to receive that we had to rely on the male in order to have a child. Whereas there is a young lady in Australia, actually, I call her Auntie Barb. Her name is Barbara O'Neill, and she talks a lot about, holistic things, and she says that science has shown and proven that when the sperm enters the woman's body, her body automatically goes into attack mode because it's foreign to her. So, but what her brain will do is relax her body and allow her body to allow the sperm to go through. She'll relax herself and say, "Oh, that's husband," or "Oh, that's partner," and so on. So, going back to us being independent on our own and making choices as to whether we would want to procreate with a male or do that on our own, it goes to the idea of DNA in the matrix keeping itself alive. What if none of it is true? What if women are actually giving life to the egg unknowingly without the sperm even being involved? We would never know. What if we have created this idea that this is how it's supposed to be because that's what we were told, and all we're doing is creating it to be so, and it isn't true at all? What if it's an option? What if we can say, okay, I want to have a child. I don't want to be involved sexually with the guy. And that's actually an option. But we have never, we told it is, so we didn't practice it. So we just kept alive because we're the animators of this experience. We are the ones creating the world stage, and we've been given a story to create. But what if that's not our story? And we just accepted it and we made it true.
Totally,
See?
totally.
Yes. Oh my God. And it's the same with the male. That's that, no pun intended. That's explosive information. I'm being silly now, but yeah, it truly is. Because just what you said, Zaya, and it's the reflection of the male as well, through the connectivity of, yes, we would love a child, so we both connect in that aspect. It does, and we don't really necessarily need. Q mentioned something else, and I believe it was on Unstoppable Love again, but brought up or Awakening Waves. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, I forget. But there was an aspect of someone who asked Q about making love, and Q had said to at least to me that from what I gathered, that it's not necessarily the way we were taught. We don't even comprehend the way it really happens. And so creating a being is what one could override, if you will, in a conceptual way, that aspects of the genetics that was encoded in us in from the dark. Not the initial source light, crystalline light, or Christ crystalline light. So, what if through intent, either the woman separately just opts to create a child? Through intent, the man chooses to connect with the woman because she houses the child. That's how powerful we are, right? So the man wants to connect with that beautiful aspect, as Mermaid and Q brought up about the twin flames, or the connection, the reflection of ourselves. And through experience of a man and a woman's perspective. But it doesn't mean the man or the woman, not that the man houses the child. It just simply means that the man and woman could connect together, contwine, could give such deep love and joy that the light infuses in the woman's belly. And the woman, yeah, right? And she'd do that on her own, just through light, through joy, through her connection, through her direct source. And her intent rewrites Aya. We hopped on that darn D. We hopped, we contract it. And they, U.S. Department, they said, no, it's this way. You need to co-create with a man. And he needs to give you sperm, and you need to give him that connection of sperm. And then through the X and Y chromosome, here we go. And we accepted it, and we hopped on it. And then we feel like, oh, this is the way we create kids, right? Wow.
Could be.
Yep, go, honey,
Oh,
merman.
well, this is a little different subject for me. Not really thought of it. It's just so interesting about the DNA, though, because we've been all taught that, DNA is our, as our cells divide, is the perfect replication of our each cell as it suit to continue our health and all that, and it's needed for that. But it's funny that they went after that in the mRNA vaccine, how that's what they did, which with RNA is the messenger in that replication of the cells, but at a biological level. But but by this is very interesting about if we disable we're not removing DNA. How do you remove DNA from a cell? You're disabling it more or less. I'm thinking of it that way. So the more light, are we saying here that more light that we get, the as we increase our light and get away from our mind and ego driven lives and perception of the world, that we are moving towards love without sex more. I mean, to and conception without sex. We could, but you have to be in the pure light state to have immaculate conception, we'll say. But
Yeah.
funny enough, I think that only Mary was the only person in the world that could ever obtain that. Well,
Right.
sure about that.
No.
Like,
Well,
are we all aspects of Mermaid and Mary? So remember that old, what we called, but it exists all together, that 1500s pictorial of Mary staring outside the window, this UFO, literally what we call UFO, but it was an off world spacecraft, or was it? My question there. And this beam of light beaming into her called Immaculate Conception. And it was, and you have to question, my dad brought up that he felt into the aspect many moons ago, that dad would say, "Oh, it is New York cute accent bullshit," to my mom, Paula. That Immaculate Conception simply meant, he felt, that she was artificially inseminated in a lab on a spaceship. Well, okay, there's an aspect to that that is, to me, absolute divine truth, not necessarily to Mother Mary. I'm talking to all of y'all, like all of us, all of us that had occurred. Can it be an abduction from dark, or could it, the source wouldn't do that, or could it be shown that a divine intervention occurred, not intervention, but what we perceive is that, but it's not really, and that the fusion of our light direct from source, depending on our perception of that pictorial. And when Donnie, just leave that with a question, and guys, quickly. So the mRNA, remember that, because Donnie, honey, or Merman brought it up, carries the genetic information from DNA to the nucleus, to the ribosomes. So I've looked this up, where protein or synthesis proteins are synthesized during translation. Translation.
Messenger of
I mean,
DNA.
yeah. I'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
I would like to mention one thing. It's such a different concept because, from a male's perspective, we are programmed and driven for sex. That's our whole lives. I mean, that's what,
Yeah. Like
programmed to
we always
do.
said, think with your, should I
Well,
say,
no,
penis? Like
that's a
men,
lot of that going
like
on,
we always joked about that, but
So,
I will say that.
but to and then why is that? Why is that? And that's
Let
one of
me
the
ask.
reasons that in our society the males put down, well, are the primary class, big deal, and the women are secondary class, and then they're showed as sexist objects in our media and our movies and everything, because that's the feeding their sex
Concept.
concept. So but it's we're learned. It's learned. It's all learned behavior.
Yeah.
So
Like DNA is, it's almost fair to say that DNA is like a preloaded SIM card. Like,
yes. Oh, yes.
and it's loaded with information. And even though we're on autopilot, we're not, when we're operating off of DNA, if that's the case, which it seems it is, we are on autopilot. There's like Zaya had mentioned before, we're not giving it instructions, it's instructing us. And that's the issue with why we're in the situation that we're in now. We are not in command of our lives. We're on autopilot, being instructed by this DNA that was programmed, and none of it is ours.
Very well put. Yeah, we are like a computer with firmware or instructions, programming, and that just exactly.
Yeah, but
Beautifully,
through
beautifully, Omi.
that was thank you, or the is, Omi. And but here's the question, and y'all know the answer. Do we, can we override the autopilot? Yeah.
Absolutely. I feel like, when we're making heart-centered choices, that's overriding right there. I feel like when we're making heart-centered choices, we're in 100% light. And when we want to participate and experience duality, that's when we switch on to, in my,
Perfect.
you know. So, but speaking of, you made a good point, Merman, regarding computers. So I've always felt like the body was a computer. I felt the body's a computer. is the hard drive, and the DNA is the memory. And one and Q once
Oh,
comes.
perfect. Woo!
He
You're
said,
the firmware,
right,
the instruction set.
exactly. Because if you really feel about it, when we're experiencing influence, going back to that influence,
Yes.
yes.
The flu
Call
being,
me.
yeah.
Got
Yeah.
it, man. You got it. Our firmware is our OS, our operating system, and then we apply applications over that of other more specific things in our behavioral instruction sets. So, hey, you're right on. Right on.
It's fired. Firmware is fired as of today.
Yeah.
Didn't say firmware and erections or anything.
So
We're
going.
in our firmware. Yeah, there. But they say sex is all in the mind,
Yeah. 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 And
So
then.
as we increase our light and we remove that ego
There
and
you go.
mind control programming, that's how we become, more of a disabling and of the DNA. And the DNA is the instruction set, it sounds like here. That's very interesting. Just
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
concept of some.
okay. Okay. Go ahead, Amy. I was gonna say, so we can kind of like for anyone who may want to know, how can we tell if or when we're operating from the DNA memory? What are some things that people can take notice of and learn, be observing and learn to switch it? What can we do?
I well, could it be? So, I know for me, when I first started really knowing how to move from the heart, it was difficult for me to identify when I'm in heart energy and when I'm in mind energy.
Sure.
After a while, I would know. It's just annoying because my choice didn't come with reasoning. It came just because I just want to do it, because I'm excited to do it, because this is peaceful. Or it didn't come with I'm making this decision because this and this.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing it as when reasoning comes behind or I have to explain myself or explain my no's and explain my yeses, then it's not pure and it isn't true. And another thing too is that I am really practicing right now is being aware that my yeses are my yeses and my no's are my no's. So that could be very tricky when it comes to influence and making decisions that are not authentically mine. So, Amy, that's a good thing to bring up
Yeah.
to discuss and discover. But going back to, there was a point you made, Merman, that I want to go back to regarding the body being the computer, being seen as a computer, and this version being a being a version that was probably once a prototype that is
Virgin or a version? Okay, not just say
yeah.
it.
So that was funny, honey. So the this being a transfer of information. So going back to two different things. Number one, going back to the male sex drive, and number two, going back to the transfer of information. As far as procreation is concerned, being that some of that DNA or instructions or information coming from the male that helps to activate or create the child, that whole process I see as being no different from having a computer and wanting to transfer information from one computer to the other. Using your little stick, pun intended, y'all. Using a stick, you take.
You guys are awesome.
Hey, we
It's
can't get away from this.
virtual ejaculation. The computer.
It as so different. It's the same thing going on. It's the transfer of information,
Yeah.
and so when we when I now, I can't say we because I can only speak for myself. When I now look at technology, I look at it as it's everything that we are and everything we're experiencing. I used to look at it as, oh, that's technology, I'm human. Well, I'm seeing it a little different now, especially now that disclosure is happening and we're tapping into more information through the Tesseract and through zero point energy and all of that available to us for us to chew on and remember. I'm seeing all of this as being technology, and then going back to, what AI is and what AI could be, I'm seeing that also as DNA, which takes me back to something I saw through the movie Free Guy. You all know I love that movie.
Girl, you put us all on it. I mean, oh my God, I recommend it to a million people. I'm
I
sorry.
know.
I'm
I don't even
sorry,
watch
Irene.
that movie the same anymore. She
No,
brought me down.
so loaded with disclosure. But just to bring up a quick part in the movie to where Keys, who is the gentleman who helped Millie, who was the one who created
Yes.
the movie Life Itself, or not the movie.
Divine feminine.
Yeah, the game. She created Life Itself, and he assisted her in the creation. He says she created the original AI. So could it be that when this realm was created, when this experience was created for us to have an adventure, it actually was AI? Did the original DNA was infused with darkness, so to speak, that caused us to have a denser experience of duality, where duality was here for us to experience, but what if it was just rain? And what if it was just, an emotion here and there, and it wasn't as dense as what we're experiencing now? So that's something else I would love for us to explore.
Yes, for sure.
Other loaded topic.
Yeah, because it seems like there's authentic A, there are two AIs, authentic AI, or some people call it ancient AI, which is internal, and then there's artificial AI, which is external. So perhaps there's one that an AI that has to do with your heart space, and then the other one is external, one that we're taking in.
More conscious.
Yes. Is it
A
a
CI, a conscious
yes,
intelligence. Say that
or is AI authentic intelligence or authentic self
again.
and not the
That's where I'd go.
artificial? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is
Go ahead,
exactly where I
baby.
was
My
going with conscious
apologies. Get
intelligence.
conscious.
No, that's great.
Yes.
So,
I mean, this is incredible. We're definitely going to be continued regarding DNA Zaya. You really took this and ran with the ball. You took the ball and ran with it. I feel like Andrew J Jackson, his campaign was take the ball and run, right? And it was moving forward. I will only leave it with that. So, ladies, I have to end it. We all have to. And so I will leave it as this in honor of the next beings who come into play and have beautiful energy with homesteading. Okay, our infinite devoting love goes out to Q Mermaid, Asha, and the Q team. Now I'm going to add Q the Storm Rider, Q Trump, and all the Q Dragon and Q Warriors, the Q Archangels and Angels. Donnie and I know that you all lift our spirits and assist our momentum. I will say that Pierre Q Homesteading is next. It is a freaking wealth of knowledge and inspiration of how to go about homesteading lawfully, guys. Please check out their podcast. Please check out the site on BBS Radio. There is a plethora of documentation on steps to take of homesteading as well. So know that. And all of the PRQ Project Review with Q radio shows today because they occur on Saturdays. But we are grateful. I'll speak for all of us because I feel like we're such a team. But we are grateful to the Divine Powerful Pact Soul Host. I love y'all.
Love you.
Love you all.
And
are incredible. Go ahead, baby.
Thank you all, Z and Omi and everyone out there.
Happy birthday.
Keep expanding your light, everyone.
Yes.
Thank you. As I say, thank you for all the fish.
Yes.
We love you. We love y'all. Thank you for listening.